Now, the rest of the story. Jerusalem is a city on a hill. In the Bible, there are references to going up toward Jerusalem. That would be from any direction. Traveling there from anywhere, the journey is an ascending one. In the Gospel of Luke, it's recorded that after Jesus had said this, he went on ahead, going up to Jerusalem. Theologians refer to it as Jesus' triumphal entry. Every Sunday school student has a picture of it in his mind, and yet not everything Jesus himself saw that day and that night is mentioned in the Bible. It's about to be mentioned here, for this is the rest of the story. There are 400 silent years between the Old Testament and the New. Most of the little we know of this period we glean from the writings of the Maccabees. Alexander's world was falling apart. Tiny Israel, in the crossfire between Egypt and Syria, was herself divided. And out of this conflict arose a Syrian leader named Antiochus Epiphanes. He was militarily successful, that is, against Egypt, but he was threatened by Rome. And angry that some Jews had opposed him, Antiochus went up to Jerusalem. He had a statue of Syria's deity, Zeus Olympus, carried into the Jewish temple, where he demanded that Jews worship his god. And tens of thousands who refused were killed. Antiochus was determined to force the Jews to follow him, and instead, after a bloody 3 years' struggle, his troops were driven out of Jerusalem. But by now the Jewish temple, its altar, its holy of holies, had been desecrated. A heathen deity had been installed in it. A slain pig had profaned the altar. It would take much time and much ritual to cleanse and to rededicate the temple, and yet it came to pass. And the commemorative festival that ensued was the first ever celebration of Hanukkah. And later to that celebration were added the lights. The lights. The Hanukkah candelabrum has 9 branches, with one symbolically taller than the others. From that taller candle in the menorah, the servant candle, the others are lighted. One the first night, an additional candle each succeeding night during the festival. Bible scholars tell us that Jesus made his triumphal entry into the city of Jerusalem during Hanukkah. The night before, approaching Jerusalem from below, Jesus could not have seen the hilltop metropolis but for the lights. Now, there were no street lights, but rather what Jesus saw was a city aglow in the blackness, illumined by the tiny fires of many thousands of candles, Hanukkah menorahs, ablaze in the windows of the town. It was not then and there, but it was against this experience, it was against this backdrop that Jesus said something, the significance of which is rarely fully appreciated. You remember the point of displaying candles at Hanukkah time? The display itself is to let them be seen, to let the candlelight be seen. Remember also the portrait of a city on a hill, shining in the dead of night, bathed in spectral light. Remember this context when next you hear or read the words of Christ himself, when he said, "I am the light of the world." Now, you've always known that phrase. Maybe until now you haven't known the rest of the story.